I hope Matt's okay with it.
Does anyone really ask?
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, here it is, Thursday night football. I hate Thursday night games to begin with. It's way too quick, way too soon. Players can't play. Their bodies are beat up, destroyed, but the NFL doesn't care about any of it. Tonight should have been a juicy matchup, should have been a juicy storyline, should have been a much bigger stage. Now, there's a lot going on. There's a big college football game. I don't know how much the nation cares about it. We'll touch on that in a sec. There's a NLCS. There's the end of the ALCS. But Thursday night football, right, is generally a headline maker. And there should have been a big headline here. Sean Payton making his return to New Orleans, the former head coach of the New Orleans Saints and his new team, year and a half now in, the Denver Broncos at 3-3, 2-1 on the road against the New Orleans Saints, who started off house on fire at 2-0, kicking everybody's ass, and have subsequently lost four in a row. Linnell, any interest, any juice, any anything in your mind about this game before I even give you the injury report, which is never ending?
Yeah, there is some intrigue in my mind because Denver's at 3-3 right now. And when you look at their upcoming schedule, they play good defense.
They do.
But they're probably going to be without Pat Surtain.
They are.
So that like makes them less viable. I want to watch Bo Nix throw up all over himself. I mean, watching Bo Nix play quarterback is just, he's been terrible, in my opinion, at least.
Five touchdowns, five interceptions, 121 for 198, 1,082 yards. I don't know if he's been
Benjamin
terrible,
Solak
terrible.
Had the best line about Bo Nix and his pocket awareness. Mm-hmm. He said he cosplays the pocket. Like, he doesn't know what he's looking at, and he's only in the pocket so he can leave it and run.
Well, again, it's like for everybody that thinks, you know, and right now we're lucky. Right, Jaden Daniels seems to have made that leap, that meteoric leap from college football to the NFL. For everyone that just talks about these guys like, oh, they're so great, they're so this, they're so that. Not that everybody did that about Bo Nix, but everybody thought he would be a good fit in Sean Payton's system because they run a lot of screens, a lot of quick passes, they get the ball out, they move the football, he's smart, this, that, and the other thing. And listen, it is going to take Bo Nix some time to understand how to deal at the NFL level, right? Just simply because defenses are much more sophisticated, much more talented at the National Football League level. I don't think it's been a horrible, horrible start for Bo Nix. It hasn't been good enough, but he's also faced some interesting slash good defenses, and New Orleans, whatever's remaining of them, right, with Chase Young and so on, who's their top corner?
Marshawn Lattimore.
Marshawn Lattimore and whatnot. I think this is another test. Remember, they faced the Jets on the road. They faced Seattle on the road. I know Seattle's been beat up here, but that was when Seattle was fresh, prime, healthy, all of that. They faced the Raiders when the Raiders were pretty healthy on defense. So, you know, you got to give, I think, Bo Nix a little bit of time. He's not Jaden Daniels.
That's all I wanted to hear you say.
Okay, I'm just saying. He's not Jaden Daniels.
We need to come up with a nickname.
I just think we shouldn't end his career just five games in. I think we should give him a little bit of time. All right, so maybe there is a little bit of intrigue. Denver at 3-3, New Orleans at 2-4. Here's why I said
needs this game.
There's really no intrigue for me. You mentioned Pat Surtain. He's out. Mike McClinchy, their starting offensive right tackle, he's out. He's on IR. A couple of other guys out for the Denver Broncos, right? Nobody of any real news noteworthy proportions. Mm-hmm. But for New Orleans, Rashid Shaheed was having surgery this today. He may be out for the year. He may be out for a couple of weeks. We already know Chris Olave is out with a concussion for tonight, not going to play. They're starting center Cesar Ruiz out. Pete Werner, one of their pretty decent linebackers, out. Derek Carr already, well, he's officially doubtful. He's not playing. So that means you have, what do you call it? The quarterback that started last week. Spencer Rattler. I couldn't remember his name. Taysom Hill is doubtful. The Saints are playing this game with basically half their roster. I don't know if these guys would have played on Sunday.
Yeah.
But here's what I know. They won't be playing tonight. I mean, and if you're listed as doubtful, that's as good as out. So you're not going to see Derek Carr. You're not going to see Taysom Hill. You're not going to see Rashid Shaheed. You're not going to see Chris Olave. You're not going to see half their offensive line. So, you know, the bottom line is what?
I pressed the wrong button.
Oh, okay. I thought you were getting tired of me, which I wouldn't blame you if you are. Denver's 3-point favorites. This is a Thursday night game that I have, again, so little interest
in. If anybody out there has some money that they like to throw away, this is one of those Thursday night games you just bet on. I bet the under on everybody.
You know, that's not a bad.
It's going to be a 9-7.
The line has gone from 1.5 to 3 in favor of Denver. Right, but it is in New Orleans, tough place to play. So we'll see what happens.
I think Dennis Allen's going to get beat by Sean Payton and Nolia.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. Meanwhile, as we move along, I wanted to get to this, something we haven't touched on. We have not talked about the NBA at all. I know it's important to you. Last night, right, a big return,
and huge return.
I know I kind of diminished it and whatever. It's just because it's a preseason game, but. It was cool. It was cool to see Mr. Ball out there after all he's been through. And the fact that we don't have to deal with Daddy, who was such a pain in the ass early in his career, makes it more enjoyable.
They are the NBA's royal family.
Yeah.
The Balls.
Right.
Because his brother LaMelo is a damn good player. Lonzo's really damn good when he's healthy. LeVar deserves credit, man.
He deserves credit for shutting up. That's what he deserves credit for.
His boys, he trained his boys, man. Yeah,
but he deserves credit for shutting up and not being front and center.
I mean, he was front and center the way he was, and the kids dealt with it, one, because they had no choice, but two, he's also like that hands-on type of dad that was in the backyard putting up shots with him, that was taking him to the gym.
Yeah,
like
there's lots of dads.
He's as hands-on as they get.
There's lots of dads and moms.
He even taught him their own orthodox jump shots.
Right, and there's lots of dads and moms that aren't obnoxious.
I mean,
you know what?
You call him obnoxious. I think he's a money-making machine.
Well, the best part about him is he's for the most part shut up.
Well, that's because you don't go where he is.
Well, of course I don't. Why would I stay far away from the
ball space?
Anyway, great return last night. Here's hoping.
I have worse NBA news, though.
Well, I think it's about what I'm about to get to. And that is, if we're on the same page, Kawhi Leonard of the Los Angeles Clippers.
I mean, just a joke.
Going to be sidelined indefinitely to begin the season, rehabilitating from inflammation his right knee.
They are the biggest joke of a franchise.
The Clippers?
Yes. Their lack of foresight is baffling.
Well, when you say that, they traded Paul George over the offseason, right? Now
all they had to do was pay him, but they traded him. You should have traded Kawhi too, and you should have hit the reset button. But we can't.
Maybe they tried
because we're building the new Intuit Dome, and we gotta have punching seats.
Well, that's the other problem.
Now look at you.
Yeah.
Now look at you. You're not gonna have Kawhi, and you're gonna get nothing.
I mean, he's got inflammation.
He's out indefinitely already.
I know, but I mean, that could be a week and a half.
This season's over.
So you think?
To be the James Harden show. You all should hammer the over on James Harden's points and assists every night.
Okay, that's
going to be the James Harden show.
That's fair.
With the Clippers, which may actually end up being productive, because despite what you think about old Sir Mix-a-Lot is what I call him, the beard. James Harden can play. So, I am actually intrigued.
I would agree. Do they still have Russell Westbrook or no?
No, Russell Westbrook is on the Denver Nuggets.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
The Denver Nuggets, according to the Caged Monster.
Yes, I can't keep track of all this stuff. Anyway, so that is tough news for them. In the meantime, they are debuting the Intuit Dome, which looks fabulous.
We should do a... Matt, I think we should start doing bits. On Wizards game days, when I'm here, we need to just like start showing pictures of random players in jerseys and ask Chris who they play for. And if you get any right, you get a surprise.
You think I'm that out of touch with reality?
You don't know anything about the NBA.
I don't pay attention to anything NBA once the football season starts. But obviously during free agency and during trade season and during the summer league, I watched it all. What do you mean clueless?
Clueless. No, I'm joking. Look, it's Throwdown Thursday. So we're supposed to be our heel personas. That's
go
why
fly a kite. Go kick all the rocks.
You haven't said
coming
that
back.
In 9 weeks.
Dumb dumb of the day. Sorry, Matt. I always butcher the ending clip there. My
clean up in aisle three.
I love that voice.
My bad. If I was a good radio host, I would actually not butcher that. Coming up, clean up. Not clean up on aisle three. That was just now.